Durack at the 400 metres. Interestingly, staying off the inside running rail. It's four off, led by a length. There's a big run for Mrs. O'Malley back on the inside. Lighter up the centre. Scottish Rogue getting through. Kalashani Lad's winding up. It's the widest. Might just about have them. Kalashani Lad with a nostril to spare from Scottish Rogue. Here's Ruben Blur, and I'm telling you, Ruben Blur sprouting wings takes, I'm telling you. Ruben Blur will win it. Ruben Blur from I'm telling you. Three-way go for third.
Horses backing up from Flemington the week before fought the race out in Ruben Blur, and I'm telling you, and Lockie King rode Ruben Blur, and he was able to get the victory. He joins us this morning. Congratulations, Lockie.
Thanks, Ryan.
He's a horse that you seem to have a really good affinity with. What was the key to getting him back in the winner's stall yesterday?
I think his run just has been really encouraging. His first up running ran on some nice horses at Sandown, just was peak on his run, and then last start. Ended up in 0.6 by a smart one at Flemington, and I think he just might pick on his run again. But I thought he was pretty cherry ripe for yesterday. I just didn't know whether the dam was quite wet enough, but we had a beautiful run, and the heavens opened up for us.
Watching the races unfold and seeing horses make ground down the middle outside the track early in the day, it might have been something that you were thinking, gee, that could really play into my hands today?
Yeah, I just think he's a horse you have to really snag him and just turn him off early. Every time I've won on him, I've really been last, just riding and pacing race, and that's the way Tom Davenny won me running yesterday, just really cold from the barrier, and then if I can, just get some room in the straight, which I did. So it all worked out to plan.
When you were riding yesterday, we saw jockeys tending to avoid the inside to some extent, and maybe track conditions or wind were combining factors. How did you see the best way to ride the track yesterday?
I don't think the rail was the place to be. Just from the first few races, like especially Ruben, like you just seemed you could swoop off that bend. There was a bit of a headwind down the side, but you sort of got a tailwind in the straight. But you're able to swoop off that bend and pick up those leaders pretty quick. So I don't think it was good if you were coming to that headwind down the side. It just took its toll, so I was happy to smother him up, and I think that's where most of the winners came from yesterday, just nice cover to the straight.
Pakadali in the last, also on the back up from Flemington the week before, chased bravely behind Marbot Mahamadeus. What did you make of his run?
Look, his run the other day was a bit disappointing, but we just had to figure out if we could ride the horse that way, and like credit to Maddie, she's made the right decision with backing him up on the firmer track. He just didn't really get to that heavy track, and we probably just rode him a bit too close the other day. So yesterday we changed it up, went back to his old style, and he's done a pretty good job getting the length of that horse and carrying a big weight. Like I just think that weight's taken a toll over 2,000. I really can't wait for the horse to get that a bit further, because he's still in top form and he's still got plenty of wins to come.
Such depth in the riding ranks here in Victoria, and you only have to look at the guys riding at Bendigo yesterday on a Saturday provincial meeting to see that. How tough is it being a 2 kilo claiming apprentice here in Victoria?
Yeah, exactly. That's why those wins yesterday mean so much to you. Like, out of sight, out of mind at the moment. There's just so many jockeys, like Group 1 winning jockeys, coming back from overseas, and with this COVID-19 rules, not been able to ride track work. Quite hard to keep that affiliation with some leading trainers that are willing to put you on without a claim. So, it's death. Like, you just know it's scary how talented the majority of the apprentices are at the moment. Like, I think it's coming through, they're just very talented. So, definitely got to keep your head in the game and keep turning up, because you'll be forgotten quickly.
Advertisements like that victory and the patience and the skill that you showed aboard Ruben Blur yesterday are a great advertisement for your skills, Lockie. Hopefully that those opportunities can continue to flow and you can deliver like you did yesterday. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, Warren. Thanks.